T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve, it's 10 in the morning now, 8:49 here on a Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
U.S. brokers a ceasefire between Turks and Kurds in Syria.
Two.
Businessman Lindy Wells says he is in the Wichita mayor race as a write-in.
One.
Sedgwick County District Attorney ends his investigation of Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. Will not charge the mayor with any crime. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning here in the Wichita area, the gasoline prices have continued to kind of come down little bit by little bit. Earlier this week, we had a jump to $2.35 a gallon. The low end I'm seeing out there right now, $2.31 a gallon. I spotted that near 31st Street South and K-15. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and windy today with a high of 76 degrees. Except for the wind, going to be a really nice day. We have a 60% chance for rain tonight. Overnight low 50. Saturday sunny, tomorrow's high 71 degrees. Now partly cloudy, south wind at 16 miles per hour and 52 degrees. 8:50 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up in 9 o'clock this morning, we've got the Glenn Beck Program. House votes overwhelmingly to condemn Trump's military pullback in Turkey. They're going to talk about that. China growth slows to a 27-year low. That's a couple of topics that they're going to talk about on the Glenn Beck Program this morning. Coca-Cola reported strong third-quarter sales as it makes strides with new drinks like Coca-Cola Plus Coffee and no sugar drinks. Revenue jumped 8% for Coca-Cola.
I don't even know what that stuff is.
I don't either. I like a good
Coke. You know what I drink? Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. Or you take Mr. Pibb.
Cherry Coke. Mr. Pibb, of course, a great Coca-Cola product.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Which is not sold in the Wichita area for some reason.
Stocks moved broadly higher in afternoon trading on Wall Street Thursday after several large companies delivered surprisingly good results. A breakthrough in negotiations over Britain's exit from the European Union also injected confidence into markets and prompted investors to move money into riskier holdings. Healthcare and communication services stocks drove most of the market's gains. Dow up 23 points, NASDAQ up 32, the S&P closed up by 8 points. 8:52 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Viva Las Vegas now. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal is going to tell us about it. Good morning, sir.
Thank you very much. Big story of the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal. Air Capital prepares for the biggest business jet convention of the year. The National Business Aviation Association Convention and Exhibition is scheduled for next week, so Wichita's business jet makers and suppliers are preparing their pitches and displays, and economic development leaders are ready to convince companies that Wichita's worth a look when considering expansion or a company move. More than 23,000 people will attend this year's convention held in Las Vegas. Few companies are riding higher in the business jet market these days than Wichita's Textron Aviation Company. Just got certification for its newest business jet, the Cessna Citation Longitude. Textron also working on the Denali and the Sky Courier, both of which are built in Wichita. And this week we spend 10 minutes with Kurt Gridley and Tracy Hoover of Groover Labs. They've invested $5 million to create a collaborative makerspace in downtown Wichita. Their space is in the former Printing Ink building. They plan office spaces, 5 maker labs, and an event space that can hold 275 people. Hoover is a software engineer, Gridley a software and hardware engineer. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
The Associated Press reporting this morning that women are now legally allowed to go topless in Manhattan, Kansas.
Wow.
With some restrictions. The City Commission Tuesday unanimously decided to amend the city code to allow females to go topless. However, property owners and businesses may still require all patrons to wear shirts. All right, that's in Manhattan, where, of course, you matriculated from the University of Kansas State University up there.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. And you told me at one time that shoes were optional up there, right?
Yeah, that's kind of the deal on knock on K-State. She's optional. And
you said if you got them, wear them. Is that what?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Well, there you
go. Wear your best overalls to class. And
well, that's the that was the past image. I mean, the past few years,
right,
though, it's got a quite, it's polished up quite a bit.
In my lifetime. We've got that big center that's going in for, you know, the food safety for our country.
Right.
And, yeah.
You know, my late brother attended Kansas State University, as well as I had a brother-in-law who attended K-State. And one of my best friends, not you, but another best friend, is a K-State grad. So, you know, I'm very close to K-State.
And all three of my siblings went to Kansas State University.
I did not know that, Ted. Yeah. Really? All three
I love
of them.
Those kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're great Wildcats, right?
Absolutely.
Today is National Beard Day. Going clean shaven, you know, could give you a totally new outlook on life, Bill. It could land you that job or completely change your dating pool.
Right.
If you just shave a little more often. How often do you shave, Bill? Twice a day?
Oh, every morning, whether I need it or not.
Just scrape it away there. Have you ever grown a beard?
Yeah, a couple times. I had a beard in college, and
yeah,
of course we did No Shave November a few years ago.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
Unfortunately, it's all gray now.
Yeah, I'm not growing mine out.
That's a good look.
Too much gray there. All right, guys, thank you now. And coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, we're going to have the news for you. President Trump holding a campaign rally in Dallas. Going to tell you all about coming up at 9 o'clock here on KNSS. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7, 1330, KNSS, Wichita, 52 degrees.
Hi, this is Barry Swift.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.